Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you're an amazing God. We love and adore you. We bless you today. We honor you that you are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. You are the one who created us. You're the one who blew your very breath in our bodies. And we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your great favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that as we pray today, as we open our mouths to pray for the children, we ask you to pray through us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh God, we are waiting upon you, oh God, to renew our strength like the eagles. We will mount up like eagles. Hallelujah. We'll continually run after you like a deer when it's thirsty. So, Father, I thank you for the children in Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Europe, and all over the world. I thank you today, Father God, oh God, for the children coming to you, and no one will stop them. They will find out who you are at a young age, and they will have great peace. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for the children in Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe, all over the world. You know every child by name. You even know their fingerprints, their footprints. You know their voice because you gave them everything they needed for life and godliness. I think that the children will obey their parents in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, they will obey them in all things. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in the children. We thank you for blessing them in safety and peace and protecting them. Well, greetings from Jacksonville, Florida. We praise God and we thank him that he has given us breath in our bodies. He's the mighty God. He's the holy God. He is the Almighty Father. I thank you that he gives us breath so we can praise him, so we can honor him. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So today is Tuesday, May the 9th, 2023. What an amazing day it is. We are thanking the Lord for him being a mighty God, the creator, the almighty God. Hallelujah. Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's what we stand alone on, the word of God. We need the word of God to set us free. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is awesome. We thank God for each of you all joining us today from whatever city, state, and the nation, even those from foreign countries. We thank you for being on, for listening in the name of Jesus. Father, we are thankful for the children. You said, allow the children, suffer little children to come unto you because, and don't stop them because they are part of the kingdom too. So we are honored, oh God, that you come on with us on a weekly basis. Every time we pray, you are right there. Oh God, you are the God who loves the children, who said they are part of your kingdom. So we thank God for you today. Well, we're so grateful we have Minister Julia on with us today, and her nephew Joe and her great-grandson, they're from Florida. They're going to sing and pray. They're going to pray. They're going to sing. We thank God for you all today. God is a mighty God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God, and he's faithful. He loves children. Yep, he loves children. He created children. He keeps his breath in the children. Father, we pray a hedge of protection around all the children all over the world, that they would learn of you at an early age and have great peace. They will be taught who you are. They will be taught, oh God, in the morning when they get up, in the afternoon and at night, according to Deuteronomy chapter 5, they will know that you are the one true God. So I say good afternoon to Minister Julia and her and Joe and her great-grandsons. Good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
Good.
All right. We doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for inviting us on the air. I have with me today
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old. I'm King, and I'm 6 years old.
Praise God. Joe, he's sick, and King is not with us today. So all I have today is Zaire and King.
Okay.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debt. Forgive us our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. Now in his kingdom, the power and the glory, forever forever. The Lord is my shepherd, and sure my walk. He makes me lie down on the green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me past the right for the next day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me, and the presence of my enemies. I long to my head, my cup on the throne.
And the way I go, and the way you know, come and say to him, Lord, you know that I was. I could know the way. And he said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for myself. Thanks for my soul. Thanks for my brother. Thanks for my sister. Thanks for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for my life. Thank you for your Sunday down on the cross. And thank you for the sun. Thank you for the moon. Thank you for the stars. Amen. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the receiving for. Thank you for everybody in this world. Thank you for Sister G. Thank you for Mama. Thank you for Joe. Thank you for Kenya. Thank you for Bert. Thank you for Mayor. Thank you for myself. And amen. God, keep us covered. Under pressure blood, and don't break the circle, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, keep me covered, under pressure blood, and don't break the circle, in Jesus' name, amen. What David said, everything has breath. Praise the Lord.
What David said?
Everything has breath. Praise the Lord.
One more time. What David said?
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be a self in my sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Praise the Lord. I can do all
things through Christ with strength in me.
Amen. Amen. What song are we going to sing?
This little light of mine.
Okay, let's sing.
This little light of mine. I'm going to let him shine. Jesus is alive, I'm gonna let him shine. Jesus is alive, I'm gonna let him shine. Let him shine, let him shine, let him shine.
Amen. Amen.
I'm gonna clap my feet. I'm gonna clap my hands and shout. Shout. I'm gonna run around. I'm gonna walk the ground and shout. Out. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you all coming on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing Minister Julia Walker and her grandsons to come on, great-grandsons to come on today, live on the air with us on the Tuesday prayer line. We're thanking you for what you're doing in them. We ask you to bless them like never before, continually protect them, guide them, help them to be obedient to their parents, to their teachers, those who have rule and authority over them. We thank you that because the word is in them, they will have long, fruitful lives because they obey the word in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. All right, we got Miss Lil Adderley coming on today. How are you doing, Adderley?
Good.
Good. I'm so glad you could come on today. What are you going to sing?
Jesus Love Me.
Okay.
Yes, Jesus love me. Yes, Jesus love me. The Bible told me so. Yes, Jesus love me. Yes, Jesus love me. The Bible told me so. Yes, Jesus love me. Yes, Jesus love me. The Bible told me so.
Amen. Thanks, Adderley. What's your brother's name, Adderley?
Hi, Trezzy.
All right, Father, I thank you for Adderley. I thank you for my baby brother. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. I ask you to continually watch over them, protect them, provide for them like never before. Help them to be obedient to their parents, their grandparents, those who have rule and authority over them. And I thank you that they are all brilliant, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We give you praise and thanksgiving for the children. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we're going to play the song one more time. Hallelujah. Grateful today. It's prayer time. It's time to pray for the children of the world. We thank God that we can pray because, you know, God could have shut the door on us. He could have said, no, I don't want you to communicate with me. He could have been a dictator, just dictating to us what he wants to do and not allowing to talk to us. So not allow us to talk to him. But we are grateful today that we can talk to him morning, noon, and night. We are grateful that he hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. So today is time to pray, as I said. Today we're going to be praying for, I was looking for Minister Vivian, but she didn't come on yet that I can see. But anyway, I'm going to unmute your line, and if you need to, you can mute it back. So that you're, you know, if you have a TV on or anything in the house, it won't be coming through the line. So we thank God for you today. Let's see, we have Minister Lanny on with us today. And we have Sister Lanny, we have Sister Annette, and I believe it's Sister Linda, our prayer warriors today. So we're going to begin our prayer, Sister Lanny. If you could pray for parents to teach their children about God and his word.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we so love you and we thank you for the privilege of being in your presence now. We thank you for your magnificent excellence, that how you love us and how you've cared for us and how you've always made provisions for us and given us this time and this opportunity to touch and agree together that indeed you are all the power, you are all the glory, have all dominion, authority now and forever. And we know, God, you are already in power to empower parents to teach their children about you. So, God, in other words, in order for the parents to teach their children about you, they got to know you. So we lift up the parents to you, Father. They will lift their hearts up to you. They will do what the word of God says, confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead and he outfits an authority to intercede for us as go between us and you. Thank you for your word that says we are justified by faith and we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. I pray for those parents that they have peace with you through Jesus Christ. They have confessed and believed. And because they have confessed and believed, they have the ability to teach their children. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will give them wisdom through the power of the Holy Spirit, how to make it plain, how to explain it, how to not only explain it, but to live it before the children so they can see it pays to serve a righteous God. I pray for parents, Father, who don't know you, and they still need to learn how to teach their children about you. So I pray again for the salvation of parents. And I pray for the children. Sometimes children get saved and they go home and evangelize their parents. However you do it, God, we honor you and we thank you that households are being trained in the word of God because parents love you, because the children love you, and they're building a base in their home to give them a place of safety away from the world when the world seems cold. They know they have refuge in the name of Jesus. They have covering through their parents to protect them, give them righteous instructions. So we lift up all parents, those who know you now and those who you said that all men were made to give you glory. We were all made to give you glory, and you want us to be saved. So those who are going to be saved, and that they will teach their children about you. Give the children a heart of flesh that they'll be palatable and they'll be teachable and there will not be any rebellion. We thank you in Jesus' name that you can make that kingdom connection. And we release them into your care in the name of Jesus, we pray. And be the glory and the power forever, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, powerful prayer. Sister Nat, could you pray for parents to train their children God's way?
Sister G, let somebody else pray. Extensions on the line. Please let me pray next.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Sister Linda, can you pray for parents to train up their children God's way?
Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you today. We thank you for your glory that rests upon us, God. We understand that we can't do nothing without you, Lord. You're our Father. Father, we pray that the parents, Lord, would raise their children up in the way that they should go, God. Without you, we can't do nothing. Touch the parents' hearts and give them a desire, oh God, to teach their children the way of righteousness. The way of unrighteousness, the road is wide, and it's growing wider and wider. So, Father, we pray that the parents would teach their children so that they would divinely align themselves with the straight and narrow. Father, this world is evil. But in your word, you have prepared us, and we know that it's going to be even worse. Father, there's murders, there's kidnappings, there's mass shooting, God, all around this world. Right here in America, Father, the country that's supposed to be, Lord God, a light for other countries, but they're leading people down the way of unrighteousness. Unrighteousness in the government, unrighteousness, Lord, in state capital, unrighteousness in the homes. Oh, my God. Father God, and we just had an example over the weekend out in Texas, another shooting. The guy just got out of his car and just began to shoot up people in the mall, killing a mother, father, and a child, and left another child without parents nor with a sibling. So, Father, you charged us to keep our children and raise them up in your way, Father, that they will walk after you, Father. And we've, so many parents have given their children up to the enemy, letting them raise themselves, letting them dress themselves, letting them do what they want to do, go where they want to go. Father, we pray that those parents would turn back to you in Jesus' name. There's no way that they can do it without you, Lord. They're losing control of their children, Lord. They're losing control of their grandchildren, godchildren. My God, by saying, instead of saying no, they're saying yes. Let them have fun. There's no fun, Lord God, in this world. This kingdom is dark. This kingdom is full of hatred. This kingdom is full of rebellious spirits. So, Father, let the parents get a grip on their children. Let them sit with them, teach them your way, Father. But first, the parents has to be taught like the prayer before mine. So, Father, we trust you in all things. Nothing gets by your sight. Nothing gets past your sight, your knowledge and your wisdom. But this is our prayer, that things will turn around in families, children, parents, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Nett, can you pray for parents to provide?
Mm-hmm.
Could you pray for parents to provide for their children?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, Lord God, and we thank you that you love us with everlasting love. And so, Lord God, as we come before your presence today with thanksgiving in our heart and coming boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and help in the time of need, we ask you to allow the parents to provide for their children. And, Lord, we know that at this point in history that they need to provide spiritually, emotionally, physically, Father God. Father, we know that the pressures of life are so great at this time. But God, everything that the children need, Lord God, we pray that food would be available for them and housing and education, Lord God, clothing, everything they need, Father. We pray, Lord God, that spiritual food would be available for the children, Father, that they would be trained in your ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for safety and protection for the children, that the parents be able to provide a safe environment for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, to provide the supervision that they need. Oh, God, we ask you that the parents provide instructions in how to live, Lord God, in a godly way in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to bless the parents, Lord God, that they would have what they need so that they can provide those things in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for meaningful employment for the parents. that they would be able to have the finances to help meet their needs. And not only that, if they have to get resources from the community, we pray that the community would help to provide, if it's food banks or clothing stores or thrift stores, Father, whatever, Lord God. Father, you meet the needs, Lord God. Give it to the parents where to go, what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, to meet the needs of the children. But above all, we pray, oh God, that they will be able to meet their spiritual needs. And, Father, we do pray for salvation for the parents, that they would know the way to try to train and lead the children in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for their spiritual needs, Lord God. Father, that they would train them up in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they will not depart in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for them, God. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to provide protection, Lord God. Keep them from ungodly associations, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, let the angels of the Lord encamp around about them and their neighborhood, God, that the children would be safe. Oh, God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over every child, Lord God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. And, Father, the emotional needs that they have, Father, if there's been any trauma or any type of crisis, God, we pray for healing of their minds, their bodies, and their spirits, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to help direct the parents on which way to go to provide the things that the child needs at the appropriate time. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fathers nurturing and admonishing their children, their sons and daughters. We pray that they would not be harsh in the name of Jesus, but they would give them wisdom on how to live every day in life. I thank you, Father God, for the fathers having conversations with their sons and their daughters like King Lemuel's mother and like Solomon did. We got a little bit of interference on the line. Would you put your phone on mute, please? Thank you. So, Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for the fathers taking time with their children, taking time to teach them, taking time to do different activities with them, whether it's play games or basketball or whether it's play tennis or jogging or going to the park or teaching them how to swim, their fathers would, you know, be nurturing and kind and loving towards them, not always correcting them, but just taking time to teach them what's right and what's wrong, teaching them the things they need to do and the things they do not need to do. So I thank you for wisdom for the fathers in teaching every one of their children, Lord God, bringing them together, sitting them down, telling them about the facts of life, telling them about giving them the truth about life. I thank you they will have no double standards for their sons or their daughters, but they will always be taught the same thing. In the name of Jesus, they would have the same rules in their home. So we thank you for fathers who are stepping up and taking their rightful responsibility to teach their children to do the right thing always, counseling with them, listening to the children, taking time out to listen, you know, to their sons, listening to their daughters. And even when they're young, oh, God, taking time to hold them give them affection, and when they're growing up, they'll visit the school to find out how their children are doing in school. The teachers will know the parents of each child in their classroom. So we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for the fathers and the children in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Lanny, could you pray for our parents to rule, control their children?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are the source. Hallelujah. Songwriter said in a song, you are the source of our strength. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus for the strength of parents. Hallelujah. to have the ability in you. We know that the call is when we dial into you in the name of Jesus. And the password, Father, is that you be glorified and the Holy Spirit will qualify your desires by your word, your will, and your way. And you have spoken the responsibility of parents over their children. Just like you are over us, you rule, and we honor you, God. We listen for your directions. We pray and we study and we read so we can know what pleases you. And then we can live a life that pleases you. That same formula, God, we pray for children, their first teachers, their first image of leadership is from the parents. So, God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will empower parents. Hallelujah. And we know they can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that the wisdom of you by the power of the Holy Spirit will give them understanding how to love their children. I think in the word of God, you say something about that we shouldn't provoke them, but we got to love them. We got to strain. We got to also train them and teach them, not spare the rod, know how to be the leader that you say they ought to be. Hallelujah. And we know, Father, our good parent is motivated by love. Hallelujah. Let it be a love that comes out of your heart. That they honor and respect you and love you first, and they will know how it's necessary. If you really love your children, that you won't let them do anything, say anything, but you will intercede, hallelujah, and speak a word in Jesus' name, loosen and binding if necessary. But most of all, putting your hands on them and looking them in the face and tell them that they are representatives of you and they're representatives of the parents, and that they have a responsibility to honor that. Hallelujah. Because all of the covering comes from you through the parents to the child. And if they can get a glimpse of that kind of care, they will be more prone to follow instructions. So, God, I pray that all those outside forces, social media, peer pressure, the things that they see on TV, the music they hear, even the influence of their clothes and all of that, the hair, all of those things will become null and void. They won't have power over their understanding how to follow the instructions that the parents have given from the home. In other words, God, we're asking that you empower the children to learn how to do warfare and learn how to sometimes stand alone, to do the right thing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praying for parents. There are many parents who love their children. They do all they can, and the world pulls at them, and the children seem to lean that way. But God, your word say if you train them up in the way they should go, that training will never depart. So we speak to those children, we speak over them right now in the name of Jesus. If they strayed away, we pray, God, that you will restore them back to this place of honor and dignity to please you, to honor their parents, to honor the teaching with their safety. Hallelujah. Ah, God, is so blessed to know we're in your safety. And for the children to know that, they will know they don't need to be like other people. They don't need to do what everybody else is doing because family and faith are good partners. They marry well together. We pray, God, that parents will know how to love their children enough that they will want to please their parents, that children will love themselves enough to know they need the instruction that parents give. So, God, we bless that process. Hallelujah. You know how it works. We pray, God, that you'll bless it. Strengthen the families. Strengthen the parents. Strengthen the children. So that you can do at home what the streets are trying to do out there. Let the parents, let the family take control by faith through the word, the will, and your way, because your word is your will and your way. Give them authority. Let them exercise the authority you have already given them, and let them stand firm that their children are covered by the blood of the seed of the righteous is blessed, your words say. So bless them now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we bless them. every lying spirit that comes to seduce them away from your will and your way, we bind it in Jesus' name. It falls to the ground and die. We speak your blessings, Father. We speak blessings over the Adamic curse that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but because of Jesus at Calvary, you took care of that. So we don't have to look back at all the stuff we've been through. We just got to go on through in Jesus' name. Teach, guide the parents. Help them to learn how to be forgivers to their children. Forgive them when they mess up and love them again, just like you do us. Hallelujah. We love you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, God, that you hear and answer our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Linda, could you pray for parents to love their children unconditionally and encourage them?
Amen. Father, we honor you. We bless your holy name. You're an awesome God. Father, we thank you today because you blew your breath in our nostrils this morning, and we were able to stand on our feet, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you kept us all day long, Lord. No matter what journey we had to take today, God, you kept us. Oh, Father, we honor you for that. You're our Father in heaven, but you watches us. Your eyes are upon the righteous and the uncompromising righteousness. Your saints, God, your eyes are upon us, Father. We thank you, Lord. We want to make it to heaven, not to hear you say, depart from us, Father, but to hear you say, servant, thy good and faithful. Oh, hallelujah, enter in. My God, we thank you today. God, we honor you because you love us so much. You created the children before you put them in the mother's womb, Father. Oh, hallelujah. You know the end from the beginning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're just walking out what have already been predestinated. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today. Father, we pray specifically for the parents, God, that the parents will love their children. Hallelujah. That they would not abort them, Lord God. They would not do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. That they would not abuse them verbally or physically, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say, Lord God, that the parents will not destroy the seed, that seed will live and give you glory. Hallelujah. It shall live and not die. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we pray that the love that you have for us, you demonstrated it. You sent your only begotten Son. So, Father, we pray that that same love, Lord God, would be distributed in the hearts, Lord God, of the parents that are dealing, Lord God, with children that are rebellious. Children, Lord God, that even though the parents want to give up, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God, that they can love unconditionally, that they will correct but still love them with an everlasting love like you have loved us, Father, in spite of our ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, we pray that they would even encourage, begin to encourage them, not put them down, not to tell them, oh, I knew you were going to be just like your mama, you was going to be just like your daddy, you wasn't going to be nothing, oh, my God, but let them encourage them in you, that you are special, that God created you in his image and in his likeness, that God loved you so much that he came to see about you, and through Christ he wants to reconcile you back. Be a leader and not a follower. You are beautiful in the eyesight of God. You are the apple of his eye. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, Lord, I thank you. Lord, give the parents your wisdom to encourage. Give them, Lord God, the wisdom to love. Hallelujah. Forgive. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thinking about how they went and erred. In their younger years, Lord God, Let them look in the mirror at themselves and not criticize and say, well, I knew you were going to do that because I did it and my mama did it and her mama did it. No, we speak over and against, Lord God, and render those generational curses inoperable in the mighty name of Jesus in the lives of your children. Let the children turn to their parents, Lord God, not to their peers, but to their parents. And when they turn to their parents, let their parents begin to hear, hallelujah, and listen with a tender heart. Just as you listen to us, you're listening to us today. As we come to you, Lord God, with our request and making our request known, Father. So let the parents, Lord God, imitate you, hallelujah, in this walk, in this life. Father, we need you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you for the children. Father, even if they're in error, Father, we still praise you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I even pray for my granddaughter who went away from college. This is only her second year in Atlanta, Lord God, but now she's rebelling. She's rebelling against godly counsel. She's rebelling against her parents. She's rebelling against her family, Father. So, Father, we pray for those children, the young adults, Lord, the little kids, the babies, Lord. We pray that the parents will handle them with tender, loving care, as you have given us as parents the same love. This we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. All right, Sister Annette, can you pray for parents to use the rod of correction on their children?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise your holy name together. And Lord, as we cry out for the children, Lord God, you said spare the rod and spoil the child. And so we pray, Lord God, that the parents would have wisdom in correcting their children. And Father, that when they use the rod of correction, that they use it, Father, with wisdom. We know that the system is against that, but God, we pray that you give the parents godly wisdom on how to use that to help train up the children in the way that they should go so that they will not depart from you. And so, God, we pray that they would not be use excessive harm or danger. They would not provide excessive hurt, harm, or danger to the children, Father, but they would correct them in a way that would be meaningful, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they would just not beat them all the time, but God, that you would let them know when it is appropriate, give them the wisdom to know when it is appropriate to use that form of correction in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, Father, that parents will believe your word, Lord God, above man's standards, God, and that they would know that there's a time and a place and a season to provide the rod of correction for the children. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help them, Father, to rise up and to have the strength, Lord God, to provide this supervision, this discipline when they need it, Lord God, that they would not just push it aside and say another time and idle threats, Lord God. But, Father, that if that's what needs to be done, Father, that you will give them the strength to stand up and do the right thing by providing them with discipline, with the rod of correction, in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you to bless the parents. Lord God, give them strength. So many pressures of life right now, Father, and we ask you to give the parents, Lord, they need strength, Lord God, and we ask you to strengthen them in their inner man, in the spirit of their minds, in their physical bodies. Give them strength, oh God, Father, as you teach their hands to walk. Oh, God, give them strength to fight the good fight of faith. The strength, Lord God, to stand up to the children, Lord God, and to discipline them as it is needed in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for the parents, their wisdom, their knowledge, their understanding, and their strength, Lord God, to provide discipline and correct the children with the rod. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Nichols, would you pray for parents to listen, to take time to listen to their children?
Yes. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you, and Lord, we're just, as your children, learning day by day to listen to you. All of the wisdom in the world comes from you. You have made it. And so, Lord, as one of your children, I'm asking you, Lord, to teach me to hear your voice and to listen to you as I pray, Lord, children, all children, through their parents, through teachers, through the people that they need to hear, that they will hear your word, your wisdom, your righteousness, your truth, and not hear the whispers of the enemy, to not hear the whispering of their, that's going on in their own mind, that we know that that also comes from the enemy. Help us, Lord, to listen to you, and that you will make the ears of children of all ages be turned to you for what is good, what is right, what is just, what is all of those things, Lord, that we should be to listen to you, and as the parent and everyone who is involved with other people and children, that they would hear your word and be able to put it into the ears that go directly to the heart, and that we would all be willing and able, Lord, to do those things that are pleasing in your sight only because you have made it that way. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sister Lanny, could you pray for parents to be actively involved in their children's lives, whether PTA, games, cheerleading, or going, you know, a musical activity for them, whatever it is?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, we're so thankful that you allow us to have our varied gifts in the earth, the gift to sing, to play games, and just have participate in sports, and theater, and plays, and school projects. We thank you, Father, that you've given the children some things to do to keep their mind off the things that's in the streets. And, Father, we pray for parents to seek out those things, piano lessons, voice lessons, that they become parts of community groups that's doing something positive. And not only seek out these events that children can participate in, but that they show up to be there with them, that they take the time to take them to their rehearsals. They take them time to go to their performances, let the children know that their parents are there for them. And we know, Father, if they're busy doing these type things, it keeps them from being loose in the street and subject to any kind of teaching that's out there that's not of you. But we pray, Father, for the wisdom of parents to know that they can control some elements of that exposure by putting them into positive organizations, such as sports and community theaters and summer programs, church choir, ushers, whatever those various things are. There are so many alternatives for parents now. There are so many opportunities. God, we pray that as the parents explore that and the children try one thing, it doesn't work, let them try something else. If that doesn't work, let them try something else. But to keep on striving with them till they find out where their passion is. And if they find out where their passion is, it's possible you will show them their purpose and show them the plan that you have for them. Because where your passion is where your joy is. So the children will learn that I love music, I love singing, I love sports, whatever the talent, whatever the gift is may be. But most of all, Father, for the parents to help guide the children to pick out the right activities, the safe activities, the ones that will grow them and cause them to become cognitively strong, physically strong, emotionally strong, even in their social behavior, their social relationships. They'll learn how to not let it all be all about them, but to know that other people are in the group too and everybody needs to be honored. Thank you, Father, for the concepts of these various organizations to help parents parent their children, because oftentimes children find other adults who are strong in their faith, who are strong in training to encourage them as well as parents, even though the parents are the first ones to do it. Father, I pray that as they begin to explore these possibilities, I pray, God, you will protect them from predators, those who will abuse children, mistreat them emotionally, physically, or sexually, in any kind of way to cause them harm. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus over that experience, that you will keep the child safe. And if children experience something that makes them uncomfortable, they have the courage and have the kind of relationship with their parents where they can tell them what's going on so they won't feel isolated, but they'll feel the support, that same support we prayed about earlier. We so bless you, God, that you have a wonderful design for what a family ought to look like. You have a wonderful design for what parents can do to engage their children, to love them, teach and train them, and support them. So we pray, God, for that relationship to be strengthened. When the child looks out and sees their mother or father sitting in the audience, they will know that they've got emotional support. They got their presence, and that will strengthen them in what they're doing and to be ready for the next project as they continue to explore to see where their passion is, life is, so they can get in position and be a blessing for you and the earth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, could you pray for godly parents to have family Bible study in their home with the children, you know, neighbors, teenagers, whomever?
Father, we thank you, and we lift this request up before you, Father, that the parents, Lord God, would sit down with their children and begin to teach them, Lord. They would begin to spend time with them in the Word. Lord God, we thank you and praise you because you have always given us a way of escape. We pray, Lord God, that the parents, Lord God, would have a community Bible study, if it be so. Just like Cornelius did with his family, Father, he had them all together. Hallelujah, Lord God. And as when Peter went, Lord, they'd already been in the Word and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Children are not too young to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's your word by faith, Lord God. So give the parent the wherewithal to sit with their children, with their neighbor's children, Lord God, and invite them over. Hallelujah. They can cook some hot dogs or grill some hamburgers. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, the word can go forth. Let the parents have the sense and the ability, Lord God, the wherewithal, the knowledge and wisdom of you to know how to draw their children and make the Bible interesting to them, Father, just as it interests us, Lord, as adults. And they can start out, Lord, by asking them a question, a simple question. Who do you think God is? So, Father, let them, Lord God, begin, you know, to spread the word with their house, children in their home, their children, neighbors' children, grandchildren. Just get all of them around, Lord God, in a circle. And just listen to them and just let them, let their little hearts pull out what how they feel and what they think about Christ, what they think about Jesus. And, Father God, if they do that, just yield to it. And we know that you would instruct, Lord God, as they proceed to do it. You would give them, Lord God, ways that would make the children laugh. And even if they have to use, look, put a sock on their hand and just make something funny on the wall and just talk to the children and let them know how much you love them. You created them, Father God, even when the disciples tried to make the little kids get out of, come up, get away from you. Hallelujah. You say, suffer little children not to come unto me. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you're the God of all. Hallelujah. Every living thing, God, every mankind, little girl, boy, woman, man, whomever, you're our God, and we trust you. Not in Baal, not in idol God, but the true and living God. These little kids belong to you, Father God. The B-I-B-L-E is for them as well. So we thank you for the laughter that will be in each home. We thank you for the joy that will be shared. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Annette, could you pray for parents to teach their children to be independent thinkers, leaders, and not followers?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for the children, Lord God, and they're precious in your sight, Lord, and so we thank you for them. And Lord, we know that everybody was created special purpose for destiny purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that we are all unique, Lord God. And, Father, we pray that destiny will be fulfilled. And, Father, as destiny is fulfilled, we pray that the children become independent thinkers and that they become leaders, Lord God. Father, leaders for good, for righteousness in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that the powers of Satan that would come to steal, kill, and destroy our children, that those powers be broken over their lives, that they would have abundant life that would allow them to be independent thinkers and leaders, Father. We pray for the wisdom of God to be their portion, Lord God, so that they can think, Lord God, Father. And, Father, give them a teachable spirit. Oh, Rabba Shay, Eko, Robo Shay, Rabba Shay, in the name of Jesus, a teachable spirit, Lord, not a know-it-all spirit, but a teachable spirit, Father, that they would be able to listen and learn, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we know that they have leadership abilities and skills. And we pray that those skills be, and talent, skills, abilities be developed, Lord God, that they will become leaders and voices, oh God, for you, Father, that they will be messengers, that they will be voices that crowd in the wilderness, preparing the way for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, that as you give them wisdom, Father, and as they are taught in your word and your ways, Lord God, that they would be able to think things through and not just accept everything that's being told to them, but they would have the ability to think, Father, and say, this doesn't sound right. This isn't right. This is not what the Bible says, Father, that they would be able to discern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to sanctify and consecrate them for your kingdom in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask you, Lord God, to let them rise up, God. We need a move of God with the youth.
Oh, God, move upon their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Father, that the young people would rise up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would pour out your spirit upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need them now, Lord God, and so we ask you to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, above all, we pray for salvation, because wisdom comes, godly wisdom comes with salvation. And so we ask you, Lord God, to save, sanctify, consecrate them, keep them, Lord God, in the palm of your hand, in the name of Jesus. They would rise up and be the leaders that we need in this day, this time, and this season, and cover them with your blood, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Nichols, give us a closing prayer.
Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the words that we have heard from you and our sisters and brothers who are on the call. Lord, thank you. Thank you for Sister G and her mission, her work, her following you. And we are just blessed because she hears you.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I just ask you to be with all of the callers as we separate one from another now, that we will go out and do your will, your purpose, to learn to live in your word and to be able to share your word, your gospel, with everyone that we meet. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had to spend. Pray for their safety and just being able to follow you. These things I ask my son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, that's for coming on today. Whether you participated, whether you listened and agreed with it, we thank you so much. God loves you. May he continually bless you. See y'all tomorrow, Wednesday, Bible study. Don't forget. Love y'all. Good night.
Blessings. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sister.
Good night.